Unit 3. Extra Listening. Page 29. Famous Shops. You are going to hear a radio interview about some famous shops. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello, and welcome to the Consumer Journal. This evening, our guest is Giles Rees, author of How the Great Shops Grew. Welcome, Giles.
Thank you, Meg.
Giles, your book details the histories of some famous shops, including British shops Harrods, Selfridges, Marks & Spencer, and Fortnum & Mason, and Macy's in the USA. We won't have time to talk about all of these, so Giles, let's focus on Fortnum & Mason and Macy's. And let's begin with Fortnum & Mason, often called simply Fortnum's, in Piccadilly in London. It was established about 300 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, that's when Fortnum & Mason became business partners. Hugh Mason rented a room to William Fortnum. Fortnum was a footman in Buckingham Palace. One of Fortnum's jobs was to replace the palace candles every day, even those that hadn't fully burned. In 1707, Fortnum and Mason started a business selling the half-burned candles.
Oh, what happened next?
Well, there are various versions, but it's generally believed that the two men opened a grocery store which, mainly due to the Fortnum family's connections to the royal family, was popular with the aristocracy and the wealthy upper classes.
Fortnum's has always been known mainly for its variety of unusual and often expensive food items.
Yes, it has. And that's because in the mid-1700s, when Britain was becoming a colonial power, the shop was the first to import exotic teas and rare spices from India. Some people also credit Fortnum's with creating the first fast foods, because it offered ready-to-eat meals in the mid-19th century.
Fortnum's is also famous for its incredible food hampers, isn't it?
You're right. These hampers, or baskets of food, are available from around £40, all the way up to £20,000. People often bring them to elite events, like the horse races at Ascot. They're also very popular as Christmas gifts.
Wow, £20,000 for a food basket. That's a lot of money. But Fortnum's isn't exclusively a food shop, though, is it?
Oh, no. Although it has a smaller selection of goods than other department stores, it offers decorative items for the home, scarves and other small fashion items, luggage, purses, and some jewellery. But it's really the huge food hall that the shop is noted for.
The shop itself is beautiful.
Yes, it is. And not only inside. Outside, above the front door, is a clock which chimes every quarter of an hour. And every hour, two bronze figures emerge. They're 4 feet tall and represent William Fortnum and Hugh Mason. While the bells chime, the figures bow to each other and turn.
I've seen that, and it's marvellous. Now, let's hear a bit about Macy's.
Ah, well, Macy's is probably the most famous American department store. It was established as a fabric shop in 1858 by Roland Hussey Macy in New York City and grew very quickly.
I've been there, And although it sells a huge variety of items, it's not particularly unusual. I'm curious to know why you included it in the book.
Well, I included it because Macy's introduced many of the things that are common in department stores today.
Can you give us some examples?
Well, in 1862, Macy's was the first to have a Santa Claus in the shop for children to visit. Over the years, that has been copied by virtually every other department store in America and Britain. Macy's was also the first department store to introduce dramatic window displays. The idea, of course, was to encourage people to stop and look at examples of the merchandise.
When did they first introduce these window displays?
In 1864. And interestingly, their window displays inspired the term window shopping. 2 years later, in 1866, Macy's appointed a woman to head the shop. That was another first. And in 1902, Macy's became the first American shop to provide escalators in addition to lifts, which had been used in many shops before. And you will probably be surprised to learn that Macy's wine and food specialist, William Titon, invented the tea bag in 1912.
That's interesting. I've always wondered who invented the tea bag. Today, there isn't just one Macy's, is there?
No. There are 800 shops in 45 states.
They are also famous for their annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Can you quickly tell us how that began?
Yes, the first Macy's parade was held in 1924. It was organized by some of the immigrant employees to celebrate being new Americans. It was a simple procession of musicians, animals from a local zoo, and floats or decorated cars. In 1927, giant balloons of popular cartoon figures were introduced, and they've been the main feature of the parade ever since. In 1942, the parade was cancelled due to the Second World War, but it began again in 1945. Thousands of people in New York turn out to see it, and it's watched on television by millions more.
Oh dear, we seem to be out of time. Thank you, Giles. That was really interesting. Well, next week, we're going to find out more about...